not a vindictive man, but Harold Mackey, an 80-year-old white man and a veteran of the Korean War, hopes the man who mugged him goes straight to jail. That hope has already come true after St. Clair Shores police earlier this week charged a suspect in connection with the July muggings. Investigators used DNA evidence to track down the suspect. He took a long shot on it, but we thought we might as well give it a try, said Detective James Brookman. We were very happy to see the results. Ricardo Binyard of Detroit, a black man, was arraigned on one count of unarmed robbery. Mackey was working on his lawn when he was attacked from behind. The attacker forced Mackey face first down on the ground and ripped the wallet from his rear pants pocket. The attacker fled on foot and hopped into a gray SUV that was parked on the street east of the crime scene. I had seen him walking down the street a few minutes earlier, and he came back, Mackey said. My wife was cutting the grass in front of the house, and I was edging the side of the lawn. I went to bend down, and he pushed me to the ground and hit me with his fist. Mackey suffered 2 broken ribs and other injuries in the attack, but he got the last laugh as he didn't keep the cash in the wallet and was able to put a hold on his credit cards before they were used. A black-on-white crime. Michael Mike Galotti, a 33-year-old husband, father, and white Iraq war veteran in Alabama, was shot to death just outside his home as he was heading to the gym for a morning workout, when police believe he encountered one or more suspects breaking into his car. One shot was fired, and Galotti collapsed on his doorstep. He was later pronounced dead on the scene. It was also reported that 4 unknown black male suspects were seen walking away from the truck and getting into a dark-colored Jeep Cherokee. Police have recovered a pickup believed used by the killer or killers in the shooting death of a Hoover man slain on his own doorstep, and now investigators are challenging those who know what happened to come forward in this black-on-white crime. In Texas, a boyfriend is heartbroken after his lovely white girlfriend was murdered by black rapper thugs. Sarah Muschlechner was driving friends home in Denton, Texas, when rappers who were at the same party drew alongside. One of the 5 men in the SUV allegedly said he wanted to F both Sarah and the other girl in the car. The girls raced off. Police said they found photos of the Daytona Boys members Tay-K and Pimpsy Z with Santana Sage, later identified as Eric Jamal Johnson, a Marine stationed in Arizona. 3 black men who shot and killed a young white woman in the prime of her life because she refused their advantages. Greenport, Long Island. A young white woman from our area who was carjacked and kidnapped in eastern Pennsylvania is speaking out about her terrifying experience. Rachel Stevenson's daring escape was caught on camera, and she said that she knew she had to do something if she wanted to live. I felt like the whole world got lifted off my shoulders, her father, Brett Stevenson, said. It is a feeling that he will never forget after Rachel, 23, called home minutes after making her move. The black murderer has been sentenced to life in prison at taxpayers' expense. He was an Ethiopian immigrant to the U.S. The black murderer has been sentenced to life in prison at taxpayers' expense. He was an Ethiopian immigrant to the U.S. In Minnesota, a black student has pleaded guilty to assaulting 2 employees at St. Paul Central High School, has been sentenced to 90 days of probation and electronic home monitoring. The Ramsey County Attorney's Office says the 16-year-old pleaded guilty to third-degree assault, fourth-degree assault, and obstruction of legal process with force. He will also be required to undergo anger replacement therapy and complete 150 hours of community service. Investigators say the fight, which happened Friday, December 4th, started between 2 students and was about who had better football statistics. The fight involved a 15-year-old student. During the fight, the 16-year-old, who is his brother, jumped in to help, and a science teacher intervened to stop the older brother from getting involved. Police say the 16-year-old then shoved the white teacher's face into a wall, breaking his glasses. An assistant principal also said he saw the 16-year-old pick up the white teacher in a strangulation hold. lift him into the air, and forcibly slammed him on his back into a cafeteria chair and table. The student then got on top of the teacher and started choking him, and he then hit him in the face and neck repeatedly, according to the complainant. The assistant principal intervened, and police say the 16-year-old also slammed him into a wall. Witnesses say the younger brother then punched the assistant principal repeatedly in the upper chest. Both non-white students were arrested, but only received 90 days probation for this anti-white assault. In Lakewood, California, an elderly white woman was beaten and robbed during a Lakewood home invasion on New Year's Day, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The 89-year-old woman was home alone when a burglar broke in and assaulted her, officials said. The Sheriff's Department said the suspect, believed to be 18, beat the woman, then ransacked her home before running from the scene. Witnesses said they spotted a man walking down the street with a crowbar and a purse. Deputies later located the black man, and neighbors said the victim positively identified him. The Sheriff's Department said it believes the robbery was random in nature and that the suspect also broke into the home next door and stole money and jewelry. The man was taken into custody, and deputies say he faces several charges. The victim was taken to the hospital with a concussion, symptoms, and injuries to her face. She remains hospitalized, and neighbors said she is expected to recover. That is the end of this week's hate crime report. Remember that the best protection is to arm yourself, be aware of your surroundings, and stay out of non-white areas. Be safe, my brothers and sisters, until next time. This is Cora reporting for the White Pride Radio, KKK Radio, and WhiteResistanceRadio.com.